Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, everyone. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. Along with those words of the Lord spoken to Samuel, we can take comfort in knowing that even though before God we are entirely exposed and completely known by Him, He still longs for communion with each and every one of us. And no matter how hard we work on our image or our appearance for others to see, He knows your heart. He knows your every strength and every weakness. Yet He still loves you, and His love keeps you in existence. As Jesus passed by, He saw a man blind from birth, blind so that the works of God might be made visible through him, through the illness that he suffered in humble darkness. Others saw a blind beggar, thought to be the result of sin, either his own or that of his parents. They neglected to see a man created in the divine image. They were blind to his needs, blind to the dignity due every human life, blind to their own ignorance, blinded by doubt, fear, and pride, blinded by a spiritual darkness that could only be overcome by the true light that could enlighten everyone. So in his infinite mercy, Jesus, the light of the world, who came to dispel the darkness, healed the physically blind so that the spiritually blind might see the love that God has for us all. The man who Jesus anointed with his own saliva and clay was both physically and spiritually enlightened. First, he was able to see and proclaim Jesus to be a prophet, only to endure further insults and even excommunication by the Pharisees. But the good shepherd, who never tires of searching for his lost sheep, found him once again. Then after conversing with him further, praying, if you will, the man was given even more light and made his profession of faith and then worshiped Jesus. In his actions, he modeled what he had previously stated in his defense of the Messiah. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. Those words were meant for us to be heard today. If we turn to God in prayer, knowing that he already sees what's in our heart, if we turn to him open and honest and ask for the grace to live in the truth, to live as children of the light, he will honor that because you are his beloved. Unfortunately, like some of the Pharisees who remained blind to the sign that Jesus had worked in their midst, we too can deliberately close ourselves off from the truth by choosing our own counsel over that of the Holy Spirit. Like they say, a man who defends himself in court has a fool for a client. To avoid that fate, it's crucial that as members of his body, grafted onto him through baptism, the bath of enlightenment, we do the will of God to take up the works of Jesus that Jesus was sent to do, to be a light in the darkness. Jesus desires that our hearts would be filled with love for him and our neighbor, that we would choose to live in his light as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. To do this, we need to remain in the presence of the Blessed Trinity and in communion with him through a habitual life of prayer. Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, Padre Pio, said, "Prayer is oxygen for the soul." He said, "Prayer is the best weapon we have. It is the key to God's heart. You must speak to Jesus not only with your lips, but with your heart. In fact, on certain occasions, you should only speak to him with your heart." If you do this, coupled with the frequent reception of the sacraments, you will certainly desire for and strive to remain in that state of grace, living in His light. As children of light, we're called to bring a light into every aspect of our lives, to let the light of Christ shine through us, not just when we're around fellow believers, but especially where darkness prevails. Living a virtuous life is certainly countercultural in today's dark and perverse world. People who live in darkness need to see living saints. They need you to give a witness to a better way of life, a life in Christ. We are called to be a light for others that they may see their way out of darkness. They need to be led to the safe harbor of light and truth. When we fully embrace the vocation to sanctity, a vocation that each and every one of us are called to, the people you deal with at work, at school, and in commerce, your neighbors, our neighbors, will take notice, and they'll be drawn to the light that is in you, the light of Christ. As a bearer of light and truth, you give hope to the hopeless. So be prepared to give a reason for the hope that is within you. Be willing to share the beauty of Christ's church by knowing what she teaches and then modeling it for others to see. We're still in the midst of the charity and development appeal. I ask you to contribute generously, but don't stop there. Learn what services are available through the charity and development appeal. That way, when you come across somebody in need, you can help direct them to the services that they desire in their time of crisis. Give of your time, talent, and treasure freely. Make spiritual and corporal acts of mercy a part of who you are, not just planned events. Be merciful as the Father is merciful. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. Be a child of light. Be a saint. Let that be the image or appearance others see. Help them to know the one who heals every kind of blindness, the one who is light and truth, by reflecting His light in your life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.